Singer-songwriter Tyler Barham was named one of Country Music Association's Who Knew to Watch in 2013, and he followed that up this year by being named one of Billboard's 10 Country Artists to Watch in 2014. Tyler's most recent independent release, Don't Cage This Heart, debuted at 19 on the Billboard Heatseeker Albums chart for all genres of music. Tyler spoke with me by phone from his home in Nashville. Like many of the hit songs created in that country capital, Don't Cage This Heart was a collaborative effort. Who did what, and how do you come together then with a final product?
It just depends on the song and the process. I mean, I've written songs where we've started with the chorus and then worked off of that and then went to the verses, you know, and kind of did the melody at the same time. And there's times that we've started from the beginning with the first verse and then went all the way through the song, or started with the second verse and worked backwards. It's crazy, you know, and it all just depends on how the song comes to you and kind of what you're thinking lyrics-wise and stuff. But it's cool because each person kind of brings something to the table. Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty good at a lyricist and ideas for the songs and stuff. Once the message gets going, John's really good at melody. Brianna's good at melody. And of course, they're good at lyrics, too. You know, it's cool because each person has their, like, advantages and strong quality. Don't kiss his heart. It's in that
key. The second you hit the chorus on Don't Cage This Heart, I'm thinking, well, this sounds like a hit song. So describe what sorts of elements have to come together to make that kind of impact. And how could you tell us how you felt when you heard that chorus for the first time?
Yeah, you know, in most songs, I mean, it goes from verse to chorus, and that chorus really hits. And that's when, you know, the excitement and the build starts. And that's when really it kind of drives the song and is catchy. And, you know, you can sing along with it. And when I remember writing that song, and when we came up with that chorus, it's just, you know, it's like going to be a great song when you're excited about it, when the chorus hits and you just can't get it out of your head and you're excited about finishing it, you know. And Don't Cage His Heart was one of those songs where, like, we just wanted to keep singing the chorus, like, just kind of continue with the song, I guess.
Yeah, when you don't want to stop singing it, that's always a good sign.
Exactly, yeah. And if it's your own song and you've sang it, like, however many times and it's still, you know, that's a good sign too. They all fall down.
There are memories there that strain to be heard as a rooster. Did you write They All Fall Down?
Yeah, we wrote that one, and that was, again, a song written by John Griffin, myself, and David Flynn also, which is my producer. And that's kind of a cool story. There's a guy that I know in Montana, Mark Masenko, and he's a photographer and has taken pictures, you know, across western Montana of the scenery and the mountains and all that stuff. And he wanted to do a photo documentary of barns across western Montana and just kind of capture their history. Because once they all fall down, you know, if you didn't have a tie-in or connection with that barn, then you wouldn't know it was there, you know. And so he was kind of approached us and asked us to write a song, and, you know, it hit home for me. So we came up with that song, and I really feel like it kind of relayed the message that we wanted it to.
Yeah, it's a great nostalgic song, and I love the way you kind of capture a disappearing way of life through this connection with the architecture of barns and how they come and go. That was really a really thoughtful. Did you do the lyrical contribution to that?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is like a group thing. I mean, that's the cool thing about songwriting is, you know, the lyrics don't just depend on one person. It's kind of like you bounce ideas, and, you know, John will be like, you know, what do you guys think of this line? And we kind of just go back and forth until we really feel like each line is what we want it to say and as solid as it can be.
You can hear country artist Tyler Barham during the Catch a Rising Star concert at Stonefield Cellars Winery in Stokesdale on Friday, April 18th from 7 to 9. The following night, same time, the Sanford Sounds concert in Sanford, North Carolina, presents Tyler at the Dandelia Bakery and Coffee House. Tickets to both events are $10, and you'll find links to more information on our website, WFDD.org, and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.